AP News, I'm Haya Punchwani. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the dignified transfer for a Kentucky soldier who died Sunday from injuries sustained in the Iran war.
Vice President J.D. Vance and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth joined the grieving family of a Kentucky man who was the seventh U.S. service member to die in combat during the Iran war. Pentagon says 26-year-old Army Sergeant Benjamin Pennington of Glendale died after being wounded during a March 1st attack on an air base in Saudi Arabia. One of Pennington's former teachers, Tom Pitt, says
he was basically the quintessential all-American.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A partial government shutdown is keeping TSA workers from getting paid, meaning some Asians are missing work. At Houston's Hobby Airport, traveler Will Sim says he's never seen lines like this before.
So far it has been good, but I'm very empathetic to the people that are having to deal with the 3-, 4-, 5-hour lines, because obviously it's spring break, you know, travel plans are getting delayed or canceled, and so you have children involved, which is very tough.
A pro sports league is scrapping plans for one of its teams to promote a local strip club after facing criticism. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
The NBA has called off the Atlanta Hawks' plans for a night celebrating the city's Magic City Adult Entertainment Club. The league says it did so because of concerns from many across the NBA. Atlanta announced the plan last month, saying the team would pay tribute to an, quote, iconic cultural institution, end quote, with food, music, and exclusive merchandise. Luke Kornet of the Spurs spoke out against the idea of promoting a strip club and urged the parties to reconsider. The tribute had been scheduled for next Monday during a game against Orlando. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
This is AP News. A cable show about JFK Jr. has spurred a pop-up look-alike contest in New York City.
A handful of JFK Jr. look-alikes showed up for a contest inspired by the popularity of the controversial series Love Story, John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette. Not all look the part exactly, but they try to dress it, with winner Julian DeVincentis wearing workout gear, sunglasses, a backwards baseball cap, rollerblades, and probably most importantly, showing off some chest hair.
I honestly didn't think I was going to win, though. I thought I was going to come in second or third, maybe. I feel like there was going to be one guy that just had to look down, but there was only a few guys doing it, so I didn't even beat that many guys out.
The Manhattan resident was chosen by the loudest applause from the crowd. DeVincentis walked away with a novelty check for $250, a t-shirt, and bragging rights. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Haya Punchwani, AP News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.